Hello, I am Todd Harding with the Fort Collins Heating and Air Conditioning Podcast. It is called Fort Collins Heating On Air. Get it? On Air. And my special guest this week is our Vice President, Mr. Anthony Taylor. And Anthony, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Todd. Excited to be on with you.
Well, I'm so glad you're here. And one thing I did want to talk about is how proud we are that you are a member of our U.S. military. And set me straight on this. What do you say? Do you say you were a Marine? You are a Marine?
I would say I was active duty, but definitely the Marine Corps thing to say would be once a Marine, always a Marine. But yeah, I was former active duty, still serve in the reserve. So I usually just try to tell people I was active duty, but yeah, still always a Marine.
And we were just talking about this the other day, but we actually have quite a few people here who were in the military, right?
Yeah, I think we have definitely have Marine Corps, Navy, and Air Force representation. And Army. So I think we have representation from every branch.
I just wanted to say that we do appreciate that. And do you think that brings anything to the table when it comes to HVAC? I mean, do you use any of your military training when it comes to the job that you do now?
Yeah, so my job wasn't specifically anything HVAC related, obviously in the Marine Corps, and most of our veteran guys weren't. We do have a plumber that was in the Navy and did some various plumbing work on ships, so his experience translated a little bit more directly, but I think what the military gives everybody is just a solid foundation on teamwork and leadership and being able to apply that into whatever group they work with.
Well, I can tell you this, we got some good people, and we appreciate you. Now, today I wanted to talk about the customer portal. If you haven't heard about the customer portal, it is a new thing on our website, and Anthony's going to talk all about it, but I'm actually going to pull it up here on the computer so we can look at it ourselves while we're talking about it. But first thing you do is go to our website at fortcollinsheating.com. Click on the Contact Us tab, and then click on Customer Portal, which is the last in the line of things under the Contact Us tab. And once you're on the portal, Anthony, what can you do there?
Yeah, so from there, it gives you a link to go to your portal page. And once you get there, once it goes and redirects you to the new our new portal screen, you just type in your phone number or email. And this is important to make sure, obviously, your information is up to date with us, because it's just going to pull whatever phone number or email we have on file in our system. So just make sure that you're using one that you know you've told us is in the system. And then it'll ask you basically just for the verification code. It's going to send you a verification to your phone or your email address. And then once you get on there, you're going to have plenty of options of various things that you can do. So it's kind of a long list, and I'll just try to go through a few things here that you can do. So you can review your service history. If you wanted to look at a previous invoice, you can do that. If you want to pay for an invoice online, you can do that and not have to call in anymore. If you want to review, if you want to know what kind of equipment you have or a model or serial number for any reason, we have that recorded in there, assuming that we've worked on it at least. If you have a ultimate savings agreement with us, you can review your most recent contract and see various deals or various things about information about like what equipment's included and how much your contract is. You can look at any past recommendations that we've made on previous visits. So anytime we were there and we noticed a couple other things outside of the repairs that we made, we always try to make recommendations when we see them. And if we have made any, you could see them there and decide if you want to go ahead and move forward with those. And then finally, and the biggest thing that we're trying to encourage people to utilize if they want or they can, is the requesting the service or a quote. So just from our website here, if they know they need service and it's nothing urgent, or you know, even if it is urgent, you can put on the request in on the website on your customer portal here. We get all your information there, and we can give you a call to finalize the appointment. So it's a really handy tool.
It really is very helpful. What would you say is the thing that our customers use it the most for right now?
So right now, I think the most useful tool that we've been hearing back from is customers being able to pay an invoice on it and review their invoice after we've completed the visit. I know that's a handy tool that we didn't have availability for in the past for customers to be able to pay that way. So that's really handy. And what we're really hoping is to expand it into the requesting service and requesting a quote section. We know that at times, especially in the peak season in the summers when it's, you know, pushing 100 degrees, our phones are ringing off the hook, and we do our best to staff for that, and we do our best to, you know, to keep up with that demand because we want to be able to serve all of our customers well. But in those times, if you're having trouble getting through, you are always welcome to leave a request through the customer portal, and we know that we'll get back to you rapidly and as quick as possible to book that service. So just another way that you can reach us. We always want to be able to answer the phones. Our goal is to always get them within 3 rings as much as we can, but this is just another option that you can try to get through to us.
Now, I really want everyone to try out this tool. You can find it on our website. It's fortcollinsheating.com, spell out the F-O-R-T, and then go to About Us, and then it's the last thing on the list there, which is Customer Portal. And once you're in there, then you can have it either sent to your email or your text message, and then you will get a code which you can punch in there, and you're logged in. So it really is simple to use. Once you've used it a couple of times, it's like second nature. And once you use it, you're going to go, man, why didn't these guys do this earlier? Because it is really, really convenient. You don't have to make that phone call and say, how much is my bill again? Because you can actually look it up yourself. So, Anthony, any last things on the customer portal before we go?
Yeah, I'll just say that we are always looking to improve and make for a better customer experience. That's what we're all about, is just serving you as the customer well. So if, you know, whether it's on the customer portal or website or just the experience, if there's something that feedback, you know, constructive or good feedback, either way, please let us know. We love hearing good feedback, but we also love hearing ways that we can improve and make for a better experience. So whether it's on the portal or anything else, just please let us know and we will do our best to improve that.
And it is important to mention that one of the ways you can give us feedback is through the customer portal. It's actually the very last thing on the customer portal is feedback. So right there, you can tell us what you think and how we're doing. And we always take a measuring stick of ourselves, and your help helps us. So thank you. And thank you for coming in this morning, Anthony. I certainly appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Todd.